Abu Bakr al-Shengedi is from Sudan. He first started attending the National Prayer Breakfast about 7 years ago. He says the event appealed to him as a Muslim because it gave him an opportunity to reach out to people of other faiths.
I wanted to relate to them and become friends with them so that through it I would be better understood, but to also understand them better and see if there is something good we could do together.
He said foreign leaders who attend the breakfast for the first time are often surprised to learn that religious values are important to many American leaders.
It gives them a sense of how central, how important religious values and spiritual values are to many decision makers, and that helps create some common ground for relating to them and discussing with them those issues, and maybe create grounds for common action as well.
Michael Cromartie of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, a nonprofit Washington think tank, says one of the goals of the National Prayer Breakfast is to foster harmony and mutual understanding among people and nations.
I think that a lot of people who do this really think that many of our conflicts are rooted in misunderstandings. So anytime you can bring clarity to misunderstandings, then you've done some kind of public good.
Guests at the breakfast, the majority of whom are Christian, come from more than 150 countries. The highlight for many of them is an address from the President of the United States. Last year, President Bush spoke.
This morning reminds us that prayer has always been one of the great equalizers in American life. Here we thank God for his great blessings in one voice, regardless of our backgrounds. We recognize in one another the spark of the divine that gives all human beings their inherent dignity and worth, regardless of religion.
In addition to the President's address, there are other speakers as well as prayers, songs, and readings from the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. Over a three-day period, a series of luncheons, dinners, and other events are held which provide an opportunity for foreign dignitaries and American leaders to meet and informally discuss many issues. Douglas Johnston is the president of the International Center for Religion and Diplomacy in Washington, which promotes faith-based conflict resolution. He has been involved with the National Prayer Breakfast for more than 30 years, and he says it has been the catalyst for much good.
When South Africa was trying to emerge from apartheid, and it looked as though the African National Congress and the Zulu entity under Buthelezi, the Inkatha Party, looked like they were going to engage in a civil war, and that was prevented at the last moment because a fellow by the name of Washington Okumu was able to make contact with Buthelezi and to figure out a way to avoid the bloodshed and find a compromise. And that was because they had a relationship that went back when they met 20 years earlier at one of the National Prayer Breakfasts in Washington.
The breakfast is hosted by U.S. congressmen and senators who take part in a prayer breakfast that meets regularly on Capitol Hill. This year, the National Breakfast co-chairs are Senator Norm Coleman, a Republican from Minnesota, and Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat from Arkansas. The International Foundation, a nonpartisan Christian group based in Virginia, also has a large behind-the-scenes role in organizing the event. Several current and former U.S. congressmen belong to the foundation, which has a reputation for being secretive and avoiding media attention. Douglas Johnston, who is a former International Foundation board member, says discretion is necessary because of the deeply spiritual nature of the event.
There's a tendency to try to be somewhat discreet about the whole thing because people get touched at such a personal level. Great steps are taken to avoid any sort of commercial image to this thing.
The Congressional Prayer Breakfasts were started in the 1950s by a Norwegian pastor who immigrated to the United States. He believed American political leaders should be praying for the country. Today, that idea has evolved to include the National Prayer Breakfast, which in turn has led to the establishment of prayer breakfasts in many other countries. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.